Good afternoon. A large ridge of high pressure, both at the surface and aloft, has established itself over interior New York and New England, and the weather will be dry and sunny today. We have a late season burst of heat in store for us as well, with temperatures today surging toward the 90-degree mark, if not better, in most locations. In addition, the humidity is up substantially from the last couple of days, and it will feel even hotter during the mid-afternoon hours. High pressure center will continue to hold strong through the early part of the new work week. With more sunshine, we'll have temperatures back up toward 90 degrees tomorrow, with increased humidity, making it feel even warmer. In fact, even into the day on Tuesday, while we'll pick up some scattered cloud cover, we'll also see temperatures in the upper 80s to around 90 with midsummer-like humidity. Eventually, a front will head in our direction during the day on Wednesday from the Midwest and through the Great Lakes. We'll have a chance of a shower or thunderstorm during the day on Wednesday, but mostly dry with highs back into the mid-80s. The front will make more progress through the region during the day on Thursday, with mostly cloudy skies. Showers and thunderstorms are likely, with highs in the lower 80s, and then a mix of sun and clouds turning breezy and cooler behind the front on Friday, with highs around 70 and staying in the upper 60s to around 70 for the day on Saturday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Maria, located about 290 miles east-northeast of Great Abaco Island and about 530 miles south-southeast of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. Maria is moving toward the north near 9 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue through tomorrow. On the forecast track, the core of Maria will be moving well east of the United States southeast coast during the next 2 days. Reports from a NOAA Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate that maximum sustained winds are now near 110 miles per hour with higher gusts. Maria is a Category 2 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Some fluctuations in intensity are likely during the next day or so. Swells generated by Maria are increasing along portions of the southeastern U.S. coast and Bermuda, and will be increasing along the mid-Atlantic coast later today. These swells are likely to cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions. The Hurricane Center is also issuing advisories on Hurricane Lee, located over the open waters of the central Atlantic Ocean about 860 miles east of Bermuda. Maximum sustained winds are near 85 miles per hour with higher gusts. Additional strengthening is forecast during the next 36 to 48 hours, and Lee could be near major hurricane strength tomorrow. Lee is nearly stationary and poses no threat to major land areas. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 97 degrees at Kingsville in McAllen, Texas, and also at Camden Airport in Arkansas, to a low of 22 at Grand Canyon, Arizona. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 90s, Boston sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the mid-80s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 69 degrees, the average low 48, the record high 87 set in 1961, and the record low 27 in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 6:45 a.m., sunset this evening 6:49 p.m., 12 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid today with highs right around 90. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog, lows from the mid-50s to the mid-60s. From the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, hot, and humid today with highs in the lower 90s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, hot, and humid today with highs around 90. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog developing and lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, hot, and humid today with highs around 90 degrees. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid today, with highs in the lower 90s. Mostly clear tonight, with areas of fog and lows in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, hot, and humid around 90. A mix of sun and clouds in the upper 80s on Tuesday. A mix of sun and clouds, just the outside chance of a shower or thunderstorm Wednesday in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms Thursday, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler Friday, upper 60s to around 70. And a mix of sun and clouds with a passing shower Saturday, highs in the middle and upper 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.